I love the competition, so that's what I really love about racing. Now Formula E is becoming a world championship, and definitely my goal for the future is to be world champion. In 20 or 30 years, I can say that I was also a small part of the successful history of Porsche.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome to the latest Inside E podcast, and we've got a real treat in store, as I'm really looking forward to chatting to today's guest, because I'm joined by none other than the new member of the Targ Heuer Porsche Formula E team, driver Pascal Wehrlein. Hi Pascal, welcome to Inside E.
Hello, thank you very much.
Well, huge congratulations for joining the Porsche family. You must be absolutely thrilled.
I am. First of all, I'm really happy for the opportunity and really grateful. And obviously I'm also very happy now looking into the future. I think we can do great things together, and I'm looking forward to this.
I'd love to get a bit of background about your motorsport career. Yes. And where the love of racing came from in the first place.
Yes, so I've always watched Formula One together with my dad when I was a young kid, and it started there. And then we went to a race, me and my parents, to Hockenheim. We were like fans in the grandstand, and I was 5 years old. I remember this day like it was yesterday. And since that day, I always said to my parents, I want to be a race driver. And it took me 3 years to convince my parents to go karting with me. So yes, my first contact with motorsports was with 8. And since then, I was addicted to it.
So you literally knew at the age of 5, this is what I want to do with my life, right?
I knew it already before on television, but when I was live on the grandstand, it was just amazing. It was incredible.
Well, just looking at your track record, I mean, your CV is seriously impressive. I mean, DTM, Formula One, now Formula E. But if you reflect, what would you say are your career highlights so far?
To be honest, I wouldn't want to miss anything. The experience I've made like in DTM with touring cars was great. Obviously, there, that DTM title in 2015 was one of my highlights, definitely. But also the time in Formula One was great. Obviously, I never had the chance with a competitive car there, but also there I had some races where I scored a couple of points. So those were definitely also highlights. And in Formula E as well. So I had some pole positions, some podiums. So many highlights I really like to remember. So, and hopefully more in the future as well.
It's seriously impressive what you've achieved already, but what is the ultimate career goal for you? Are you just enjoying the time and the way that, you know, your career is progressing and that motorsport journey that you're obviously part of?
I love the competition, so that's what I really love about racing. Obviously, like, just driving a car fast is fun, but what I love about it are the races. So, you know, compete against other people and try to be better than them and beat them. So, now Formula E is becoming a world championship, and definitely my goal for the future is to be world champion.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that because you switched from Formula One to Formula E in the 2017-18 season. I mean, that's a big transition. Why the switch then? Was it an opportunity?
There was 1 year of DTM in between. So 2017 was my last season in F1. Then I did one season of DTM 2018, and then for the next season, so 18-19, I went to Formula E. But yes, it was a big transition. I mean, you know, the cars, they are so different. driving an F1 car, driving a DTM car, a touring car, and then driving a Formula E car. So all electric, completely different, like aerodynamics, tires, energy, and so on. Especially the races, they are quite difficult to manage with the energy. So many things to learn, many things to adapt, and but I think the transition was done quite well, if I can say so. And after the last couple of years, it feels more easy for me to do a change of driving style and so on, because I'm just used to drive so many different cars, and therefore obviously I know which sort of driving style they need.
You must have tremendous versatility, because you know you're still pretty young, but as you say, you've been involved in so many different championships, different cars, different styles of driving. But you know, when we look at Formula E and its popularity, which is just going from strength to strength, did you ever consider, actually, I'd quite like to race electric cars?
To be completely honest with you, I didn't follow Formula E until season 4. So just a year before I entered Formula E, I know a couple of guys there, which were also teammates, you know, when I was in Formula 3 or Formula ADAC, like Felix Rosenqvist, and obviously I'm following him like on social media and so on. But then at some point it just got more interesting for me, because I was considering it for the future to drive there. And especially then when I was for the first time in the car, I really liked it. In that season, like in 2018, I was in touring cars, and for me, I see my future like in a single-seater car. So I just like that open feeling of a racing cockpit. And then from seasons 5 onwards, obviously I was competing there.
And I guess, Pascal, you know, Formula E comes with different challenges compared to other motorsport series that you've been involved with.
Yes, definitely. I think the biggest challenge is the race. So, to manage the energy, because we cannot race 100%. We always need to save a bit of energy to be able to finish the race. And that's the biggest task for the race. And that's also quite different to every other motorsports category I've been in so far. And that needs a bit of practice, a bit of simulator practice, or quite a lot of simulator practice to get used to it.
In terms of Formula E, as I mentioned, I mean, the popularity of it is just going from strength to strength. It must make you very, very excited about being involved in a series such as this, especially as you've mentioned that it's obviously going to be world championship status as of next year, which I guess is a reflection of how popular the Formula E series has become, albeit in a very short period of time.
Yeah, I think the interest in the last couple of years of Formula E was growing so much, and we have 10 manufacturers of 12 teams. You don't have that anywhere else, and obviously now with Formula E becoming a world championship, it's even more interesting. And the level of drivers we already have in Formula E is so high. It's just growing and growing, and it's a good place to be.
Pascal, without question, very exciting times. And you're now a fully fledged member of the Targ Heuer Porsche Formula E team. That must sound really good.
Yeah, it does. To be a member of the Targ Heuer Porsche Formula E team feels great. And obviously for me, performance is the most important point. I want to be successful. I want to win races and championships. And therefore, I feel like Porsche is the perfect place. Obviously, it's now a new start. It's just the start of a hopefully long and successful relationship. And I will do everything to reach our goals.
It's obviously in your DNA, this passion for this sport. But, you know, when you think of Porsche, such a rich pedigree of motorsport history, it's an iconic sporting brand. No pressure here, Pascal, by the way. But it must be fantastic to be affiliated to a brand such as Porsche at this time of your career.
Yes, it does, definitely. I mean, the history from Porsche is outstanding. And I hope, like in 20 or 30 years, I can say that I was also a small part of the successful history of Porsche.
Now, obviously, this year, it's been an interesting year. But have you been keeping a very close eye on the series? And obviously, it's been, you know, Porsche's debut in Formula E. What are your initial thoughts and impressions?
I followed Porsche and the performance. So, and it was impressive to see, like, in their first race, they had already a podium. So, yes, definitely was an impressive debut season. But yeah, you know, all the tracks are new for the team, and obviously you need to learn. So, but so far impressive, and I'm sure the future will be even more impressive.
And Pascal, of course, you only live a couple of hours away from Weissach, so no doubt you'll be a regular visitor moving forward.
Yes, so that's really comfortable for me. I'm just 2 hours away from Weissach, so I can just sit in the car in the morning, drive here, and sleep in my own bed in the evening. So that's really cool, and I enjoyed it, you know, to see the team often, and to spend time with the engineers and mechanics. So for sure you will see me quite often here.
There's something very special about Porsche and the unique team spirit. So talking about the team, have you managed to meet the team yet?
Yes, I just had my first couple of meetings here, like seat fit, introduction, get to know the team a little bit, the structure. But it has just started a couple of days ago. So still everything is new for me. I still haven't met everyone. But that's on the schedule for the next couple of days and weeks.
Oh, that's exciting, definitely. And what about your teammate, André Lotterer? Do you know him well? Because obviously he's got a pedigree in Formula E as a racing driver. Is he someone that you know pretty well?
To be honest with you, I don't know him very well. So we've raced now 1.5 years together, but we didn't speak too much. I mean, just the general things like, hello, how are you, and so on. But not too deep. So I'm looking forward to meet him properly, to have a dinner with him, to work with him together in next season and bring the team forward.
Excellent. And as you said, it's pretty intense for you now. I mean, we're about 5 months away from the provisional season start in January 2021. And I'm just intrigued. You just mentioned it, albeit briefly, a moment ago about kind of the seat fitting. But, you know, what do the next couple of months have in store for you leading to that first race?
Yeah, it's very exciting times for me. I just had my seat fit, like you said, and soon I will have my first test in the car. That's always very exciting to drive a new car for the first time. And then obviously it's a lot of preparation, a lot of simulator work, talks with the engineers, what do we have to improve for the future, and making as strong as possible debut.
Now, as you mentioned, Pascal, you've got experience in Formula E, 2 years of experience, but what would you say ultimately are your own personal goals for season 7?
My head says I want to win this championship as soon as possible. But
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes. Obviously, we also need to stay realistic and humble. I'm in a new team now, and also, the team doesn't have a lot of experience in Formula E, to be honest. It's just their second season. But definitely, I think you can expect good results from us. To make a clear target, like we want to win for this championship, it's a bit hard to say.
It's interesting,
isn't
it?
That's what I want.
Well, I don't blame you. You know, that competitive edge, just go for it.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because we've spoken about Porsche's rich pedigree in motorsport and, you know, such an iconic brand. Do you feel more pressure now you're part of this team to succeed?
I don't mind the pressure. I'm always the, like, so ambitious, and you know, I just want to win, like I just said. For me, I don't mind pressure. I actually like it because it's a special feeling you don't get very often in life or with many things in life. So for me, I really liked that feeling, and I'm looking forward to that.
And what do you think will be the key elements for success next year? You know, it's well documented, it'll only be Porsche's second season. What would you say? Obviously, you're going to bring an abundance of experience to the team moving forward into 2021. But what are the key elements, would you say?
I think it's a good preparation. So that means hard work. Progress. Like I said, it's our first season together. It's only the second season of Porsche in Formula E. So I'm sure there can be many things or many areas where we can improve. So, and obviously consistency, making no mistakes, and or learn from the mistakes as well. And those are the key areas.
Pascal, who would have thought at the age of 5, when you're in Hockenheim, that you'd be in 2021 racing for Porsche in Formula E? You must be delighted and extremely proud at this point of your journey in motorsport that, you know, you're obviously with such an amazing team.
I am. I mean, it's hard to say in words. You know, it's you can always say I'm very happy, I'm delighted, I'm grateful, but you know, it's hard to put it into words. I'm just really looking forward to it. I'm overwhelmed, and I hope that I can show and give something back to the team with strong results.
Well, I think 2021 is going to be incredibly exciting. Pascal, it's been a real pleasure speaking to you today. Thanks so much for the catch
Thank
up.
You.
Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram, or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.